The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. The whole purpose of education is to turn mirrors into windows. Sidney J. Harris, American journalist. Last week, we discussed how to go about scrapping your vehicle and how you get paid for it. But what happens next? Remember, that vehicle needs to be processed somehow before the materials within it can be remelted and ultimately turned into something new. Here's what happens after you leave your scrapped car at Friedland. First, the fluids within the vehicle need to be evacuated safely. Specific training is required for a processor like Friedland to accept whole vehicles in the first place. Once the fluids have been evacuated, the vehicle is crushed and then sent through a giant shredder called an eddy current. The shredded pieces go off on various conveyor belts, which use incredibly strong magnets to first separate the ferrous metals from the non-ferrous metals. Here's where it gets interesting. These strong magnets are needed because on a molecular level, even non-ferrous metals will stick to a magnet for a split second. This split second is used to separate the non-ferrous metals from what is called fluff, meaning the bits of things like rubber, wood, and fabric that are left over from a vehicle, for example. At the end of the shredding process, the ferrous metals are in fist-sized pieces called iron frag, which are then sent to a mill to be remelted into new steel. The non-ferrous metals are remelted at a mill or refinery as well. And the fluff is used to top off landfills because grass can grow through it. So really, your whole scrap vehicle is used for a future purpose. Interesting how this provides us with a different image of scrap and its function in society. The reality is, scrap is necessary and important both environmentally and economically. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.